In 80 locations around Prague, posters have just appeared announcing bizarre regulations curtailing the liberty of evidently randomly chosen sections of society, such as people with freckles. The city's Jewish Museum is behind the campaign. It aims to interest young people in history by reminding them of the fate of Jews before and during World War II. Ian Willoughby reports.
This week, a series of advertising posters bearing bizarre slogans went up around Prague. The one in front of me here in Opletalova Street, just off Wenceslas Square, reads, "People with blonde hair are barred from entering cinemas." Sounds odd, to say the least, but the campaign has a serious purpose.
Main idea is to educate young people or to send them basic information about history of anti-Semitism, especially what happened before Holocaust here.
Vladimir Hanzel, head of the Education and Cultural Center at Prague's Jewish Museum. He says the new ads aren't based on Nazi posters as such.
There was not posters, but there was papers with bans and measures from authorities, many authorities, for government and enterprises. And everybody, not everybody, but many people in that time, the times, made his own measure, own ban against Jews.
Of course it is in Czech, it's not in German as it would be in those days, but the form, the shape, the letters, the typeface, the colors, we just try to stay as authentic as possible.
Advertising executive Jan Binar is the man who actually came up with the idea for the new campaign. He describes one of the posters in detail.
Okay, we see a poster where we see quite an attractive typeface. Left-handed people are forbidden to drive motor vehicles. And within 14 days have to give up their driving licenses. And then this is all on very black and dark background with a little explanation at the end. Does this seem absurd to you? The prohibition of driving of motor vehicles was applied in the whole protectorate Bremen und Meren for Jewish people during the war.
The web address of Prague's Jewish Museum appears in tiny letters at the bottom of the posters. The institution is hoping those whose interest is piqued by the campaign will find out more about its activities. Leo Pavlat is its director.
We would like to remind a large audience and Czech society that there's an institution, Jewish Museum in Prague, and there's a Jewish cultural center which is ready to speak about this issue, where you can find projects, when you can find lectures, cultural evenings on this topic, and it which can help to better understand what had happened in the past, and which can also serve as a kind of warning toward future.
The new campaign's organizers say they also plan to get schools involved in the project and to launch it in other Czech cities.